There are many types of prayer: prayers of thanksgiving, meditative prayer, contemplative prayer, liturgical prayer. But my guess is that most of us, and the most common prayer that we say, is that of petition, asking God for something, either for ourselves or for someone else. While we should work to include all the different various forms of prayer in our daily life, petitionary prayer does not need to be excluded. It has its place. We are told in the scriptures to ask for things from God. Like Solomon today, God asks him to ask for something. God wants to give, but Solomon's request goes above and beyond a normal petition. His request is thoughtful, not selfish. It's one that will help not only him, but more importantly, the kingdom he is in charge of. Being a wise ruler will help everyone. God grants this request. Solomon's request should help us when we make our own petitions. Is our prayer purely selfish? Is our petition one in which it puts our relationship with God first and our vocation found in him? Or is it a selfish desire? Our a parent's prayer for their children is not selfish. It's their duty. A student praying for help on a test is not out of place, even when they did anything but prepare. A husband praying for his wife and a wife for her husband should be expected. Sometimes our prayers can be for stuff that we want and not stuff that we need. Sometimes we can pray at people and not for people. Sometimes we can take our frustrations out on the people before God. This is not unusual. All the prophets complained to God about the people they were sent to minister to. But at the heart of our prayer should not be a selfish or trivial desire. Oftentimes our prayer or petition should not be to get something, but instead should give us strength and wisdom to deal with something. The gospel parable today tells us to value the kingdom of heaven above all else, to give it all away for the greatest thing, life with God. The kingdom of heaven is not just a place where we hope to go after our death. We're supposed to live our life now so that we can make heaven a reality now. We are called to manifest the kingdom of heaven today, every day by the life we live. Our prayer should be rooted in that reality. We should pray for things. We should petition God, but always have before us that what we ask for, be it health, be it good weather, be it success, even material items, all of it is given to us as a steward. Our wealth, our health, our kids and family, our entire life is given to us by our Creator to live in such a way that we make this kingdom of heaven a reality now. This is so that when we do finally face the Lord, we can give a good account of all the goods and all the good that God gave us. We should live our life in such a way that everyone knows that earth is just a temporary shortcut for us on the way to our eternal life with God in heaven. Life with God should be our constant petition.